guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. You may download his book, the one that he was referring to, at strawmanstory.info. He is the producer of The Corporation Nation and Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, which, which he produced in 2011. And he also produced Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery, as well as Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Privatization, and that came out in 2013. His newest film, Vote Nota for President, in 2016. Okay, let's talk about the spoil system. You brought that up, and...
the correct question would be, do you think that we are in a meritorious system? Do you think that our politicians are in place because of some meritous reason, some things that they've done that merit or warrant them to be in their positions of authority? Or do you think that they're there by the spoils of war?
Definitely the spoils of war. I talked about this in one of my books, how in the early days of this nation, that people were awarded because they did a particular thing. You know, they won a war, they killed so many people, or they were able to conspire and participate with somebody else in getting a bunch of money. I mean, it was all done by the spoils system. Nothing was meritorious.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what happens. So what happens when a president goes into office? Well, he cleans house, right? He says, well, I'm gonna appoint a whole new cabinet. I'm going to make those appointments myself. Forget what anybody else thinks. I'm going to then possibly appoint some Supreme Court justices. I'm going to appoint, and I think that people don't often consider this, but... Let's you know, if I were to ask you, Deanna, how many people in the executive office or the executive branch of government, how many of those people are appointed?
All of them.
Exactly. Your president is appointed. He then appoints offices. Those offices then appoint. You've got an entire structure, an entire branch of government that is appointed. Then you've got the judicial branch, which for all intents and purposes doesn't even exist anymore. It's all in the executive branch under the Bar Association, which is in the executive branch, the court system, which is in the executive branch. So you've got, well, now you've got two branches, essentially, where no one is voted for in the federal government. And then you've got the senators and the congressmen, or the House and the senators. And let's face it, those are choices between Democrats and Republicans.
Exactly.
As well. So really, technically, we're getting a slate of appointed officials. Yes, we do have a direct election where the people actually do vote, the common people, I should say, do vote for senator and do vote for their representatives. But, again, you don't get to vote no.
Right.
You don't get to say, no, I don't like those choices. Those are the choices of the political parties. I want someone that's actually going to represent me, not their political party. I want someone that's not a member of a political party. I want someone that says, hey, I'm going to take care of you. No, you don't get to choose. You only get – see, Webster's dictionary and even Black's Law defines a vote, a public vote, a common vote, or a popular vote as a public prayer.
That was very interesting.
Why?
Your movie.
That's because, you know, we go to the word God. God is a very generic term. God can mean magistrate, king, judge, mayor. God is simply he who is a creator or he who is in power over some thing. Well, guess what? You're praying when you vote. You're literally praying to your gods, to your elect. right? The elect are already there. The elite are already there. The higher upper class are already there. And you're saying, hey, please, pretty, please, pretty, 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 please, could you put Hillary in there? Oh, no, pretty, 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 please, I want Donald Trump. Oh, no, pretty, pretty, please. Right? It's
yes.
You're not choosing. You're praying. You're offering a prayer. And if you look up the word prayer, you know, this might sound nuts to some people, but if you look up the word pray or the word plead, that's what you're doing in court. You're praying to the God that is sits that resides over the court. It's a magistrate. Magistrate and God are the same words. The judge.
Right?
That's what you're doing. You're not participating in any. You're already guilty the second you're birthed into the nation. Right? You go to court, you're already guilty. It doesn't matter what you pray or plead. See, this is the problem. We don't realize we're in captivity. We're in nativity, which means to be born in captivity. That's what the nativity scene was. Jesus being born in captivity. That's why he put his whole entire, you know, he's crucified. He crucified himself from society, becoming a free man. He wasn't hanging on a cross. There was no cross. It was a storos or a pica. When it says, you know, pick up your stake and follow me, it means pick up your cross, which means stake. A stake is something that you have in a corporation, right? Stake is something it's your house, it's all the legal things that you have in society. Pick up your stake, follow me back into nature, follow me back into the natural law. That's what's happening. It's all figurative. You see, that's why. The Bible is the foundation of law. If you don't follow Christ, you're going to follow some other god. You're always going to have a god. That's the point. Unless you choose, you know, make your election sure, as the Bible says, well, then you're always going to have some other god. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. Because God means president, king, magistrate, pope. Those are all gods. The Pope, for God's sake, the Pope even calls himself the vicar or replacement or antichrist, anti-God. Replacement for, instead of, that's what Antichrist means. And of course, so that the people don't ever figure out that's what the Pope is, the Church creates this big monster, three-headed, you know, Hydra thing that they call the Antichrist, whereas the Bible says there will be many Antichrists, and it's referring to men who pretend to be gods. Well, what else does it say? It says all the gods of the nations are idols. Who are the gods of the nations? Who created the nations? The founding fathers? Oh, they're the gods, you see. This is the thing I'm trying to get across to people is, look, you're going to have a god, whether you believe in God, whatever it is that you've been trained to believe. You're going to have a god. That god is either going to be a president, it's going to be a magistrate of some sort, a judge, a mayor is a god, a magistrate. They're all, go look it up. This is not my opinion, I'm telling you. This is not my opinion. This is, until you start acting the part, until you start acting under the law, then you're going to be bound by some other law. Until you act under the highest law, you're going to be bound by the lowest law of the gods that have entrapped you and tricked you and publicly educated you and entertained you through their media into being public servants, slaves, voluntary slaves. It's all voluntary. So, sorry, that's a rant.
No, I like your rants. And you explain a lot of this about prayer and about gods in your recent movie, your recent video.
Well, yeah, and I really want to stress that is that the legal dictionaries consider your vote as a whole, as a popular vote, a popular. And by the way, have you ever noticed, Deanna, that when they're counting the popular vote, that they're saying the recent polls?
Yeah.
Say this?
Yes.
Well, yep. Wait a minute. What's a poll?
It's something that they say that they talk to a lot of people, but
it's a public opinion.
Yes, by who? Who gave this opinion?
But that's not an election. That's a public opinion. It's a prayer.
Ah.
It means absolutely nothing. It's like really what the polls or the popular vote is to ensure that people are still falling for the freaking organized criminal political party structure and electoral college structure, which is straight out of the Roman Empire. right? I mean, that's what the polls are for, because it's already true that 50% of people don't vote, give or take, right? So it's impossible to have a majority of the vote anyway. But if people started not voting or voting none of the above, well, then their polls would tell them, oh, crap, we're a little too cocky, a little too arrogant, a little too confident in our confidence game, and we better start, you know, making more movies about how honorable it is to be president, or, you know, some other way to trick people into believing that they're actually participating in a process that has nothing to do with them, except to garner their poll, their consent, their opinion, their prayer, and ensure that these people stay gods, basically, of their own system.
Now, you used a particular state in the movie, and you said, well, if only three people voted, and two of them voted for the same thing, and one of them voted for the opposite candidate, that the whole state, even if only three people voted, the whole state would go to the candidate that got the two votes.
Well, don't take my word for it. Let's go to the the National Archives.
Yes.
The National Records Archives, they're in charge of the entire electoral process, okay?
Exactly.
National Archives, which is where I'm sourcing from, of course. Go to the primary source. Here's what it says. How is it possible? This is the question and answer, the FAQ, question and answer portion. It says, how is it possible for the electoral vote to produce a different result than the nationwide popular vote? How is that possible? How is it that Al Gore clearly won the popular vote, but George Bush got the presidency? Because he clearly won the Electoral College vote. Well, here's the answer. And it's amazing to me that this could be the answer. So blatant, so in your face. And yet you look and you see 100 million people out there going out to vote, because they've never bothered to see, hey, guess what? Your vote doesn't count. Here's what it says. How is it possible? It is important to remember that the president is not chosen by a nationwide popular vote. So here's government. Here's its answer. Well, you dumbass. The president isn't chosen by a nationwide popular vote. What are you thinking? I mean, you're welcome to go out and vote and give us your prayer and your opinion, your poll, but hey, we don't elect our president. We're voters. We're in a franchise. We're not the electors. We're not the elect. We're not the upper class. We're the lower class. That's why we're voters. That's why we're praying to our gods. Next thing it says is the Electoral College vote totals determine the winner. Let me say again, the Electoral College vote totals determine the winner, not the statistical plurality or a majority a candidate may have in the nationwide popular vote totals, right? So it says that 48 out of 50 states award electoral votes on a winner-takes-all basis, as does the
District of Columbia. So police are out of control in our country, and
so it says, for example, all 55 of California's electoral votes go to the winner of the state election, even if the margin of victory is only 50.1% to 49.9%. All right. So imagine in California, let's just say there's 55 million people. Okay. 55 million people who vote. Of that, 27.5% vote one way and 25.71% vote another way. That means that of the popular vote, all 55 million popular votes then go technically to the winner of the state election. So basically the state election, what I'm trying to tell you is this is not a national election. It's a state election for president. The states vote for who is president, and they allow the common citizenry who have no stake in the states, they're only national citizens, they allow us to vote. In the original system, of course, only landholders could vote. Well, they decided to trick us and make us think that we're equal to the landholders, to the private people of the states, by allowing us, the common citizenry, to vote. Well, it's a trick. It's a scam. And so the concept that, hey, if we all stayed home and didn't vote, all it would take is for one person or for three people or for five people to go and vote. All it takes is one person to vote Democrat, two people to vote Republican out of that 55 million people. And guess what? The two people would win.
Right.
The two people would be the majority no matter how many people didn't vote. Now, inversely, if those people went out and said none of the above, if all those millions of people, instead of not voting, went out and said none of the above, none of the above, they wrote it in, even though you're not supposed to, guess what? If you had 54 million votes that said none of the above, and you still had two votes that said Republican and one vote that said Democrat, who do you think would win?
Well, the majority, I mean.
The majority, but you see, the majority voted for the Republicans.
Sure.
So this is what's happening in India. I ran across a newspaper article that was quoting one of India's officials, because India actually added none of the above, because they are a country that has a direct election.
Sure.
So, and they came out and they said, even if 99.99% of people vote none of the above, the majority is still going to win. The majority of people who vote for a candidate will still win the election.
Right.
So they're saying that even if 99.999% of you people who are listening right now go and purposefully say none of the above, that you're still going to not be heard. Your vote still will not count, because the whole thing is based on the Electoral College process, and all they're looking for is the single majority vote of who should be picked out of the electors that are appointed by the frickin' political parties.
Right.
Okay, that's how free you are in America. That's the truth about this system. You're living a lie by participating at all in this system, but especially by participating in the vote. You are literally loving the lie. I'm telling you. And that is shameful to me. Shameful to me that I was ever a registered voter and went to vote.
I haven't voted for quite some time, and because, well, it just isn't effective. It doesn't work. I don't believe in the candidates or the system. It's an illusion. It's an illusion of freedom.
And that's what I'm trying to get across here, Deanna, is that it's hopeless no matter what. Unless every single person out there votes none of the above, and no one votes for a political party, which you know is not going to happen.
Right.
Right? There's always going to be some douchebag or some political party member that says, hey, I'm getting $1 million a year because I'm part of the political party. Hell no, I'm not going to vote none of the above. I'm going to continue the status quo. I'm going to continue the bloodline. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. Right? You're never going to defeat this system. No matter what you do, if you vote, you're voting yes. If you don't vote, you're voting yes. If you vote none of the above, you're just basically saying yes. Every vote you do is a yes for the political parties.
Yes.
Yes for those who have been running this system since day one. I don't know if I can really get that across to people. You're voting yes no matter what you do. You're not electing, you're praying. Yes. And your prayer may or may not be answered depending on which side of the coin you happen to fall on.
Right.
It's all bullshit. That's all I can say.
You know, one of the things in your video that you elaborated on, or you listed all of the countries that actually have direct voting for the president. And I was really kind of amazed. You know, all these so-called horrible, horrible terrorist countries, and they have direct voting. Well, people actually get to vote for their president.
Well, to be clear, you know, I am not necessarily...
We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. We'll pick this up on the other side.
Homeowners, Homes. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Deanna, and if you'd like to visit the chat room, just visit spingola.chatango.com. Chatango is C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O, chatango.com, spingola.chatango.com, and we will take calls in the next hour. And you can also send email to comment@spingola.email. Our guest today is Clint Richardson, who is very, very passionate about what he does. And his websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. And to download his new book, which isn't finished yet, but it's in the. He's going to be working on it. You could work on it for the rest of your life, Clint, right?
Yeah, I'm just going through it one last time to just to smooth it out and make sure. You know, it's amazing how many mistakes you can not see. You know?
Sure, tell me about it.
So, yeah, I'll be uploading the final version here probably within a month or two, something like that. Just. As soon as I can get it done, and then I'm going to print it finally. I want to thank everybody who is listening that did participate. I I found a local company that I could print the book without any of the marks and numbers and signs and symbols of evil from the state, you know, no ISBN. And so it's a completely private. And the trick there is to look for a printer, not a publisher, because the book's private. It's not published at all in any way, shape, or form. So it won't be part of the, you know, you won't find it in a library or with any kind of ISBN number or anything like that. I did raise enough money to meet the tier that it's at least affordable to print. I'd like to get to the next tier, but I'm very, very, very thankful to everybody who participated and donated to allow me to actually print a couple, you know, at least a 1,000 or maybe 1,200 copies at this point. And at that point, the price per book is so low that I can afford to give some away, that kind of thing, you know, to people who can't, you know, give donations or whatever. So it's a very rewarding feeling to know that people gave, you know, without even expecting anything in return, just so I can print this thing and actually have it be a permanent part of, if you will, history, and instead of just some digital format that can be erased at any time. Very, very, makes me feel really good, and I want to tell people thank you from, you know, not just thank you, but whatever's above thank you. Okay. You know, makes me feel really good.
That's great.
Yeah, thank so...
Thank you for sharing that.
I want to say one thing, and that is because, you know, we might get some calls in about the electoral system and how it's constitution. It's right in the Constitution that the senators.
I think so.
Well, it is. The senators will appoint the electors, and that's what they did. Was they turned it over to the state. The states will appoint the electors. In other words, the representatives or the senators, and. You know, it is the system. It is how it's supposed to work. And if you read the history and the writings of the quote unquote, you know, I don't like to call them my fathers, but those people who created this corporation, they specifically designed it that way because hell no, you're not going to want a bunch of illiterate people who most people were back then and unfortunately still are today because they only know the English language, the common language. You know, you don't want a popular vote. We don't want a democracy. Democracy is a horrible thing to these people because, and it is, democracy always, as Plato wrote about in his Five Regimes, democracy is the lowest form of government that you can get to before, you know, everything goes into ruination and tyranny. And I agree with that. My problem is not so much the way the system works, as much as it is the way... which, by the way, means that we elect the people, the common people elect their representatives, and then the representatives, quote-unquote, choose who the president of the... So it's like a board of directors, which is the Senate and the Congress, choose the president of the corporation. It's the same model, right?
Right.
But in this case, they've used conjuration, they've used trickery, they've used... the media to make us think that we are actually the ones that are voting. That's my problem. They've fooled us in a great, great way.
Exactly. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I wrote an article about Intermountain Healthcare and about the 15 hospitals that the LDS Church donated back in 1975. And I posted this on a website for, well, people who had been Mormons or had had some very negative opinions about Mormons and about Mormonism. And yet, they really, most of the comments were, no, the LDS Church did actually donate the hospitals. And you and I had talked about this previously, and you told me that, no, they developed a holding company into which they put these hospitals, and then they, so I wanted you to explain how that worked, how that works.
Well, I think you have to understand how the hierarchy of the church actually works before you can understand the business model and the business structure. You have to understand just this outrageous thing that they call a church. First of all, you know, you've got this giant corporate structure. The building here in the what they call the the Vatican of the United States, which is the place where the main Mormon temple and the corporate buildings and all that stuff is. Amazing amount of wealth. They just built a new mall, and it's so amazing. You have to understand that back when Mormonism was started, we're talking about as Freemasonry. Freemasonry put into a new form. I tried to convince when we had We Are Change here in the Salt Lake in the Utah area here, we were trying to explain to people that the Mormonism is basically just Masonry rebranded. And we couldn't convince them. So we went down to BYU, Brigham Young University, and we showed them these pictures. And it's so funny because the look on these people's faces is just like, oh my God. The sports team that they used to have for Brigham Young University, you'll never guess what their symbol was on their shirts, on their jerseys for their football team. The compass and the square with the G in the middle.
Wow.
All right, so there it is. There's your evidence, right? Just that small little thing. And, you read about it. It's all based on the Masonic concept. And with that comes the Masonic oath, which is similar to the now defunct Mormon oath. Of course, it's defunct with the members of the church, but the higher ups, not so much. You're talking about a Freemasonic cult, basically, a little offshoot of Freemasonry that has the same oath that if you, you know, it's very much a church record for that. You know, if you reveal the secrets of the church, which they call sacred. Sacred and secret aren't the same thing. Well, then you will suffer the consequences, which, of course, is that, slit across the symbology of having your throat slit, which is what happened to, you know, Morgan, who wrote and exposed Masonry, you know, that kind of thing. So you have to first understand that the underwear, the undergarments, as they call them, the garments that everybody wears, which are part of the corporation. So in other words, everybody has to buy their underwear from the church. That's a huge business too. The symbols that are on the underwear, the undergarments, are the compass, the square, and then two other Masonic symbols. All right, so this thing is steeped in Masonry. So that means that you have to understand what Masonry is and how it works and what its true purpose is. And really the only way you can understand that is to go and read certain people who have exposed it and died for exposing it, like Captain Morgan, who wrote the book. And basically what he explained is that there is no – when it comes to a secret society, there are no actual secrets. They're called the Society of the Secret. And the secrets they hold are only that it's just organized crime. That when I go into court, I'm going to recognize a fellow brother. And the Masonic code is, hey, unless this guy has done something horribly, horribly wrong, murder or, you know, some other crime that is just so, you know, horrible, then a brother's going to let a brother go. That's the brotherhood, right? Right? So when it comes to the church selling off its assets, when I first started looking into the Mormon church, what I was really going after was its comprehensive annual financial report. I thought, why not? The Methodist church, that they have a conference and they have a comprehensive annual financial report. All these other churches that are corporations have comprehensive annual financial reports, right? Which shows they're not religions, but corporations. But I couldn't find one for the Mormon church. I even stormed into the corporate offices of the Mormon church, you know, and I demanded that they give me their financial report. And they were so arrogant, cocky, they said, we don't give that out. We don't allow the public to see our financial situation. I'm like, you have to. You're a corporation. Well, come to find out, they're not a corporation of the United States. They're what's called a corporation sole. Just like the Queen and the Pope and the several other, you know, archbishops and that kind of thing. They're a corporation sole. And the corporation is called the Corporation of the President of the Mormon Church, however that big long name, you know, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So I actually could not demand their financial statements. I have no right to, because they're not a public corporation like, say, the Methodist Church or any of the other religions out there. All right, so basically what I started finding is that the church, for instance, in their Bonneville Communications and other corporations, holding companies that they have TV stations, radio stations, talk radio stations. And I started looking and I found that, God, what the hell, man? Bonneville Corporation has every single talk radio station in Washington, D.C. is owned by the Mormon Church, or their holding company, Bonneville. Every single talk radio station, political radio station in Washington, D.C. that anybody can hear is owned by the church. Which, wow. when I say church, that's a, you know, it's not really a church. It's a Masonic organization. So I'm looking at this, I'm going, oh my God, what is going on here? And I start searching on it, and then I start seeing that they're selling off their assets. But they're not just selling assets, they're selling their assets to only to church members. All right, so Zions Bank is a good example. Got sold to, what is it, Sorensen, who also is the board of directors for some other major corporations all over. And so you see that. Right, so yes. Yeah, right. So you see that what's happening is that the church is, it's coming under so much scrutiny from people like me and Dr. H. Truat, and all these people are exposing it for what it is. Now you, and congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Wonderful article. I said, oh my God. So I start to see this pattern of them selling off their assets, or as you say, donating away their assets, because the corporation's getting so damn huge that they can't hide it anymore. You know, the president of the church, which they call their prophet, their nonprofit prophet, is the main, you know, CEO of railroads and monstrous corporations all over the world. They invested heavily in the building of Las Vegas, the pharmaceutical companies, all these different things. And you're like, holy crap, what's going on? And then they start giving those corporations away to their highest, wealthiest members, who all of their wealth is because of the church, right?
Right.
So now let's go back to the Masonic oath, blood oath thing here. Okay, the church, it's well known here, and I even met the guy through Truat. The church has political assassins. The church has people who literally will destroy you if you go against the church. They will rob you of all the wealth that you've obtained because of your membership in that Masonic organization. Now, we're talking about the higher-ups here. Now, I don't want anybody to be offended because they're a member of a church or a member. You're just like, you know, I make fun of you just like I make fun of every voter out there. You're just useful idiots, okay? We're talking about the corporate structure, the higher-ups, the people that are the bloodline of the church, which Truat happened to be until he found all the corruption, right?
Right.
So you go back.
They told him, they threatened him to stop practicing natural medicine.
Absolutely.
Because it was interfering with the profits, because they had invested heavily into big pharma, correct?
Sure. Curing cancer without all of their poisons and witchcraft, that's horrible. That's against the best interests of the church. So take your energy healing and you know, stop doing it. That's the main reason he quit. And his family was one of the original quorum of the 100 or whatever, you know, however that system works. And he really, I wish I could remember everything he's ever told me, because, I mean, it's just like, holy crap. But the point I'm trying to make, Deanna, is that it's not that the church is unloading their assets. They're taking them out of the corporate structure that is the corporation's soul, just like the Vatican and everything is in the corporation's soul of the Pope, right? And the Queen whichever country she goes to that's in the United Kingdom, she's a different corporation soul wherever she goes. So she's the corporation soul, the queen of the Netherlands, the queen of this, the queen of that. In Canada, she's the queen of the province, or she's queen of the country, or she's queen. But each one of those, she appears as a different corporation soul. All the assets are in that corporation, right? Same with the church. Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is that they started taking things out of that corporation soul because it's such an old model. And through the blood oath, through the idea that if you screw, if you double-cross the church, the corporation, you're literally going to be politically assassinated, and if you break your oath, start telling the secrets, well, you know. We're talking about giving these corporations to high-up members who are buying them, so they're still in the church. They still benefit the church. The boards of directors of one corporation will be on the boards of directors of the other, and the CEO will be of the church, and this will be of the... So it's still a church-run thing. It's just being taken out of the corporate structure, just like any other city or town or place you go to where all of the higher-up people in the town or the state or whatever are Freemasons. All of your chief of police, your sheriff, your, you know, including Sheriff Mac, your whoever you're talking about that is in the highest positions are of the Brotherhood, and they're not going to give up their wealth, or their fame, or their fortune by going against the Brotherhood. That would be foolish and probably a deadly choice. So everything is still in the quote-unquote church or among its membership, but it's just a different structure now. It's just coming out of that old model of the corporation's soul.
And they started doing this when they were with the... There was a law passed, 1887. Oh, what was the name of that law? The United States government was going against them because of their polygamy and because of all of the power that they were accruing. And so they started to put their properties into different, into other people's hands at that time, back in 1887.
Absolutely.
So this is not a new tactic. But no. It's a very old tactic.
Sure, and you have on the record, you have the Smoot case, which I
yes.
know you've read, where the Smoot is a very famous Mormon name, of course, family name, and the other states did not want to accept a Mormon as a senator or a congressman because, well, the Mormons were known for all kinds of criminal activity, from gold counterfeiting, which is why they're being chased out of the United States, the territories that were under the United States, why they had to go away. Now, the Mormon Church will say, oh, we were persecuted, we were, you know, no, the military was literally ordered to kill, you know, just as the Jews were run out of every country, the Mormons were run out of every country, or in this case, state or territory, because they were criminally, absolutely horrible, doing horrible things. They'd go into a society and they'd set up shop and they would absolutely alter the society, just like the Jews did in Germany. Why did Germany want to get rid of the Jews? Because they started taking over everything and changing people's perceptions and started the money started accumulating, so they chased them out. It's the same story. I don't know how to get that across to people who believe in the, oh, we're a persecuted people. Well, gee, that's the same thing the Jews tell you, isn't it?
Right.
The invention of the Jewish people. Well, here's the invention of the Mormon people who are persecuted. No, they were criminals. Joseph Smith is known to be a diviner, and they're, you know this. Nobody wants to admit this, of course, but the Mormon Church practices, for all intents and purposes, necromancy. Are you familiar with necromancy?
Tell me about it.
Well, baptisms for the dead.
Yeah, they
communication with the dead. Now go to your Bible, go to Strong's Concordance or the blueletterbible.com and type in necromancy and see what it says. right? Or go look up the word necromancy, and you'll see it's communion with the dead, and specifically to change future events, right? So the idea is the idea is that somehow after death you can cause these people to go to the Mormon version of heaven, which is the planet Kolob or whatever. You know, it's a whole, and you know, it's kind of like Scientology. There's a whole hidden story behind the Mormon, you know, thing that you're not supposed to talk about unless you're a member. That's Masonry.
You know what else is so unusual? What was I going to say? Darn, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, what you said earlier about the Old Testament. Mormonism is really an Old Testament philosophy. It's an Old Testament religion because of the practice of plural wives or polygamy. It's also adopted the idea of a theocracy where they would control the economy, where they could control the religion, where they can control the culture and everything. They wanted to wanted a theocracy. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest is Clint Richardson. And as I was mentioning, the Mormonism is really an Old Testament kind of a religion, not a New Testament religion, based on the things that they were attempting to do. And On January 30th, 1841, at a special church conference in Nauvoo, Illinois, the members elected Joseph Smith as the sole trustee in trust for the church. Every president since Smith has held that same position in the church. The president of the church also serves as the ex officio chairman of the church boards of trustees / education. The church educational system of the LDS Church was established in 1877. CES, or Church Educational System, consists of several institutions that provide religious and secular education for both LDS members and non-members and elementary, secondary, and post-secondary students, in addition to adult students. In 2011, about 700,000 individuals were enrolled in CES programs in 143 countries. These CES courses are separate from the religious instruction offered in the local congregations.
Oh man.
So this is not something new.
The cognitive, there's no more place that I see cognitive dissonance take place. That blank look, that sort of like, bizarre thing that happens when you challenge someone's authority or knowledge. You know, that is, I've never seen it more powerful than amongst this particular group of people here in Utah, but also in the surrounding, you know, Idaho, wherever you go around the Midwest here. It's an amazing thing. And one thing I've noticed is that the people who are really truly indoctrinated in it, even ones that have come away from the church, the second you start talking about it, they could be absolute buffoons and everything else, but when it comes to the doctrine of the church, they are absolutely 100% accurate in everything they say. They suddenly become a scholar. It's almost like a demon takes them over, and they start talking about the church and what its doctrine is. Blah, blah, blah. And of course, you go and you see that it says the same thing, basically. It says, what we say is infallible, just like the Pope says. What I say is infallible. Even though Paul in Romans 15, made it clear that the gospel had been preached and no other doctrine should be taken, you'll find that what they say is infallible. And what I find really interesting is what you said earlier, As soon as civil rights came along, well, the Mormon Church doctrine says that black people have the mark of Cain. Black people are evil, they have the mark of Cain. But suddenly civil rights came along, and then all of a sudden God told the prophet that, well, actually it was the United States that told the church that if they don't change their doctrine, they're going to be in trouble. So the God had a revelation, and the prophet had a revelation, and suddenly blacks were welcome into the priesthood in the church. It's suddenly okay.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.